This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Tuesday.
Okay. Well, we got a good topic for
today. Yes, we do.
What you go through in life is not as important as how we respond to it. Thankfully, we have choices of how we respond to it. And for us, being happy is one of those choices. So today we're gonna discuss that favorite choice of ours. Again, it's happiness and our pursuit of it, and hope that it helps you.
That's right. And we back this up from Scripture, Matthew 6:25-34. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food to drink or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your Heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you more valuable than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing, the lilies of the field and how they grow? They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about the things, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today.
And I love that saying, live one day at a time.
Well, that's for sure.
It's the best. That's the best thing to do. And I know I am a natural born worrier, and I've gotten so much better with God's help. And I have to say that I still struggle with it, but I'm so much better than I was as a child.
Mm.
You have worry tendencies, honey. You fret.
Yeah, I do.
You do. You fret. You've gotten better.
Yeah.
But you are a fretter.
Is that a word?
It is today.
Okay.
Fret is.
Yeah, I do. I tend to worry. Yeah. You know, I think that was from my childhood.
Well, and worries change as we grow and experience life. And there's different stages in life, and we worry about different things.
Worrying and security are really two different things, though. I may worry about some things, but really I try to make things right and go about my day living that way, but never questioning that God has it in control. You know, I may be concerned. I think it's more about being concerned about outcomes and concerned about things we do rather than worrying. Concern, there's nothing wrong with that. You know,
right.
when you worry and you really don't know where your outcome's coming from, that's what makes it so difficult.
Yeah.
You know, when you don't know Christ and you don't know that he has you in the palm of his hands and he's going to take care of you if you just believe in him and just try to follow his sayings.
You know, my dad used to always say, worrying is not going to change a thing. But you know, when I didn't worry, I didn't feel like I was doing anything. I felt like I needed to worry. It was just part of, I got to do something. So if I don't worry, what's wrong with me here?
Well, each day there's something to find joy in.
Well, that's
I mean,
sure.
No matter how
choice.
Bad the day is.
It's a choice to find it and look for it.
Yeah, and there is strength promised for the troubles of the day. I mean, God promises us that he's going to, you know, strengthen us. You know, I mean, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
You know, it says in it.
In it.
Not tomorrow and the next day and the next day. In it.
Right now. You know, we too can choose to find joy and strength and sanity when we accept each day's realities.
Well, and that's it. Acceptance is the word.
Yeah.
Accept the day for what it is.
Yeah.
Stay in today. That's something that we like to say in our circles. Stay in today, because you get too far down the road, at least I do, and then that's when I start to freak out, because tomorrow may never come, honey. The Lord may come back. And those of you that know me know, I always say, that's why you should eat dessert first.
Yeah.
In case God comes back.
That's right.
You know, that's just a fun thing that I always like to say. So we don't have to be so serious all the time.
You know, we want to think, you know, really, I mean, ask yourself this question. I mean, can worrying add one moment to your life?
Mm-hmm.
No, but I think it can take away some moments from your life.
Yeah.
Because you're not realizing what's going on around you right now. You're in this tunnel vision, and you're worrying about this situation, and all of a sudden the world's passing you by.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We have to face the reality, honey, of who we are. We're human beings confined within the slice of life we call today. Slice of life, I love that. You know, we're just food people, but the slice of bread, slice of life that we call today. And it's
slice
tempting,
of chocolate pie.
Yeah, it's tempting to deny the present by escaping reality. I've done that. You know, just be in denial. It's part of the insanity of having that kind of lifestyle. And addiction can, I think worry can be a form of an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't, you know, I got to worry about this. I got to worry about this. I got to get my worry fix. You know, that's not God's way.
Yeah.
Do they add a single moment to our life? That's what Jesus asked.
Yeah.
I mean, that's in red letters. So, again, we've already said don't worry about tomorrow because it'll have enough worries of its own. You know? Today's trouble is enough for today. That's what you just read in Matthew 27-34.
That's right. You know, and since God's grace comes in daily doses.
Daily doses. Slice of life in daily doses.
Then that's the best way to face life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God didn't think, you know what, I'm gonna take care of the situation for Teresa 3 weeks from tomorrow. Hmm. No, he does things in daily doses.
Mm-hmm.
Daily doses, you know.
And he gives us enough grace for the day.
Yeah.
Enough grace for each day. He made us, honey. We're human beings, and we can only handle so much.
Yeah.
And when we try to take on too much, hello, what do we get? Sickness, disease, health problems, mental problems, spiritual problems. And we're just not what we're trying to talk about in this podcast, happy.
That's right. You know, we have another warrior in our house, and that's Troy, our dog. I mean, he's become a real whiny dog, you know, and he seems like he's worrying about everything. And so, you know, he'll come up to me and whine. I'll pick him up. He'll jump down. He'll go to Teresa and whine, you know, like, you know, oh, please help me, you know. And then we pick him up there. And so he's just become, I call him a whine dog.
He has nothing to worry about. Oh, the life of a dog, especially the life of Troy.
That's for sure. Well,
moving right along, honey.
He needs to worry about that haircut he got.
Yeah, he did get a. Man, it's bad. So bad. It's like I don't blame the people trying to give this dog a haircut around his face because he's such a growler.
But anyway, happiness is really the key. You know, there. I mean, you know, joy. The joy of the Lord. I mean, joy is used more than any word in the New Testament.
Hmm.
Joy. So you think Jesus might have had just a little bit of emphasis on being joyful? You know? Man, if you know Jesus, and if you are saved, and you are walking in His presence, how can you not be happy? Yeah, there's going to be things happen, tragedies and families and things of that sort. But he'll pull you out of that, man, you know, and you'll find that joy that you didn't think you could ever find again. You'll think to yourself, I'll never be happy again. Yeah, you will. You'll get through this with Jesus.
And another way to remember and have hope is remember the things that did make you happy.
Yeah.
That you found happiness that you know God did. He'll do it again. You can be happy again.
Sure.
If not for the moment, you can have a few good days. We've all got bad days. More good days than more bad days. It takes time. You know, we can.
It takes a lifetime.
It doesn't take ourselves, you know, can be overcome with the troubles of this world. And then, you know, we lose our joy and we lose our happiness. But like we're talking about, there's still good things to be happy about.
That's true. And, you know, I mean, my baseball coach when I was young used to call me, his nickname for me was Chuckles. Because I used to laugh so much. You know? But I try to remember that, you know, whenever I'm down or something or worried about something. You know, I think about that, you know. Man, be Chuckles. You know? And God reminds me of that, and I really appreciate it when he does. Well, you know what? The key to happiness is focusing on Jesus, man. I'm telling you, that is the key to happiness. I was joyful. I mean, I was a happy person before I came to know Jesus. But then I learned out what joy means. Joy means it comes from the man who stretched out his arms on the cross and died for us. And then he rose so he could have us in his kingdom. How awesome is that, man? How could you not be joyful and happy when you know that you're going to spend eternity with the King of Kings? You know? And so if you don't know Jesus, and or maybe you thought you did, and today you're realizing, my gosh, I never gave my heart to God. Well, you know what? We ask you to do that today. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, please repeat this prayer after us. Please know that you're saved. And let the joy of the Lord come into your life, finally. Please pray with us. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you from a sincere heart. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, today I give you my heart, my mind, and my soul. Thank you for giving me your joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you all so much. You know, and if you said that, repeated that prayer of salvation, please know that you're saved. We're so happy for you.
And so until we talk to you tomorrow, keep doing that. Keep living it up.
While beginning again.